Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. As humans, we all have the fight, flight, or freeze response, and it's deeply embedded in each of us. Hypnotherapy is a practice that seeks to help us connect with our subconscious so that we can change our instinctual response to our fears. And for many people, hypnotherapy can help change damaging patterns and could be a powerful tool in addiction, recovery, healing from any trauma. Our guest today, Carrie Freeman, is an author, clinical hypnotherapist, and transformational coach. She brings 16 years of professional expertise and, I know her personally, remarkable intuition to this art form called hypnosis. Carrie, welcome to the show, and please tell us a little bit about what hypnotherapy is.
You know, hypnotherapy and the state of therapeutic hypnosis, which of course is very different than entertainment things, it's misunderstood often. It's a mild state of relaxation, actually, that allows the critical mind, that part of the mind, there's a little bridge that wants to kick things out, that wants to reject, that resists what's unfamiliar, and it allows that to relax. So then when that critical core is relaxed, the client can then begin receiving messages, images, suggestions that are towards what they want to accomplish. What it feels like when you're doing it is like a guided relaxation, but it is so much more. I have often with the first sessions with clients, we'll finish and they'll go, God, I don't know if I was under or not. So it is a subtle, you know, a subtle sensation. And then when they start to get a result or they see something change in that first week, they go, oh, I guess there was something going on. And I always make recordings because repetition is key to changing. It's just like playing the violin. You know, you when you're little and they put a violin in your hand and they say, okay, practice this chord, it's not going to be really easy until you practice it for a little bit. That's how repetition is with the hypnosis process, because it's a recipe for change. You go ahead. What were you going to ask me?
Oh, no. I was just going to say it sounds like it's building a muscle, which, you know, when you are like in that kind of relaxed subconscious state of mind, you don't realize that you are possible of building that neuropathway, that muscle.
That's how it works. Because how the subconscious operates, and if everybody thinks about this for a minute, it makes total sense. We operate off of what is familiar. It's that simple. That's why we just kind of keep going back like the ghost that revisits the moment, you know. We just keep bouncing back and bouncing back because we go to what's familiar. So the hypnotherapy process helps create a new neural pathway. I don't want to get too scientific because I'm not a scientist, but it kind of creates a new branch that becomes familiar. So let's say we're working with something that's not particularly creative, like quitting smoking. Becoming a non-smoker becomes familiar and comfortable. If you're an actor and you freak out on auditions or you really have a case of nerves, the new familiar is, God, I'm not as nervous as I normally am. I'm okay. I'm in the moment. So it's a little bit like that.
Right. And what do you say to people out there that, you know, have these natural fears around hypnosis? I come in contact with a lot of people that say, oh my gosh, you know, I can't do that. I feel like I'll have no control and I won't be able to relax. And, you know, all the fears start coming up. And I know you probably experienced that. So what do you say to people out there that want to try it, but yet have these kind of preconceived notions or fears?
First of all, I always do a free consultation with people on the phone so they can get a feel whether they'd be comfortable with me. So I kind of think that's a good way to go if you find somebody that will talk to you a little bit so you can get a feeling if you're comfortable. And when I do my first session, I explain this process. And I say, now listen, before we go into it, I want you to know something. I'm not going to ask you any questions. I'm not going to walk over and touch you. And you can move your body and you can stop this anytime you want. You just hold up your hand, I'll know what it means. And of course, nobody's ever done it. They've never stopped the session. But I seek to make them so uncomfortable, and comfortable, I mean, that was a Freudian, so comfortable that they are able to relax. Because I think knowledge, it's the mystery of it that creates you know, fear. Yes. And the fear of being controlled, which I think so many people have. I mean, it's natural. You know, it's just natural to worry about control. And one other thing I want to mention, and you're going to, you know, you'll tell me when our time is up. But when I worked in a rehab facility for 8 years, clients were assigned to me. They didn't call me up and choose me. So someone would come into my office. Invariably, they would fold their arms and say, "I want you to know something. I can't be hypnotized."
Yeah.
And I'd say, "That's okay, but let me ask you a question. Have you ever been in love?" "Well, of course I've been in love." I said, "Well, that's a hypnotizable state." And then that usually starts a very interesting conversation, because if everybody thinks about it, being in love, having a crush, is a hypnotizable state. If the person says, "I'll call you at 2 p.m. and they don't call, you get anxious.
If
you get the love, you just feel completely healed and wonderful. So that's a very interesting point to jump off from.
I love that.
We get hypnotized in the car. We get hypnotized in church and temple. I bet everybody out there has driven past their freeway exit.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Carrie, where can people find you, just so our audience knows how to
get a hold
of this?
Well, I have a hypno website that is carriefreeman.com.
Fantastic.
And you can email me through that website, carriefreeman.com.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing this, and thank you for breaking down what hypnosis and hypnotherapy is. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you so much for joining us, and stay well.